there were no stores that took them. There were many, many record stores. And in the early issues are so awful looking that even the local record stores who were friends of mine would not put them out. And I don't even think there were prices on those first issues. I can't remember, but I doubt it, unless it was something like 50 cents. So it wasn't until I was printing them offset that I got a few record stores to carry them, and it was pretty much all handled by mail. Dearborn Music was a great supporter of independent music then, and they carried it. There was a record store in Ann Arbor. It might even still be there. I guess School Kids, the School Kids record store in Ann Arbor. My brain is working very hard talking to you. But they carried it. Car City Classics later on. Car City Classics. No, I guess they co-state Cowabunga. They carry Goldline. But no, it was mostly word of mouth. It was mostly one fanzine telling their readership that they should support these other fanzines. Send John a buck. He'll send you his magazine. That type of thing. People didn't subscribe. It just was because magazines, fanzines came out when they came out. So, you know, when one came out, then eventually everybody would read about it, though it might take 3 months for people to hear about a new issue. It's the complete opposite of Twitter. And so then all these dollar bills would start showing up in my mailbox. It was hilarious. It's really hilarious when you think back on it. The labor, just the freaking amount of labor was profound. But I started amassing writers, you know, people who wanted to write for me on a regular basis. It was great. I made some friends that I've maintained to this day.